Well, good morning out there, and happy White Elephant Day, P1s. Today is December 8th, and this is the 2021 edition of the Ticket's White Elephant. This ticker is a service of Maestro Dobel Tequila and Reliant Air Conditioning. It is 5:30 in the morning for you six terrestrial listeners, and for those of you streaming, just look at your clock. It's whatever time it is you're listening to us at. The voice you're hearing right now is that of Blake Jones, spare midday producer here on the station. My cohorts for this 5:30 to 10 a.m. shift will be along shortly, but I want to get this day started with an instructional audio piece. There will be many different people here delivering tickers on these airwaves, and I want to provide some help, a how-to guide, if you will, for those that normally don't do tickers. So, Mino, let's pop in that CD over there I found, and let's get some do's and don'ts on how to do a ticker. Well, hello there. This is your online crash course for Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101, the prerequisite to the training video How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102. Today we will learn all of the basics for how to do a ticket ticker. So get out your notepads and number two pencils, newbies, and strap in as we hear some real life footage of some tickers past to teach you what to do and what not to do to get you prepared to do your very own ticket ticker. Okay. The first topic I want to cover is your script and how you mustn't ever deviate from said script. Never leave the script, never. But if you do, pretend you didn't make a mistake and move on.
Have gone on to win. Looking at the win order, Miami is one. I'm sorry, they're going to win. That's the likelihood. Anyways, your next ticket ticker is at 7:30.
Sometimes in your script, you'll have to read info from sports you know nothing about. When you get to that point, simply read that sentence in the cadence of reading a hostage note.
Lance Armstrong will only have two guys who will be in their first year of racing with the U.S. Postal Team when he takes to the streets of France for trying to win his sixth Tour de France title. Six guys who rode with him and helped him win.
I hope you never have to encounter this in your career, but if you do have to read an autopsy or report on how someone died, treat the family with respect.
Despite the fact that traces of cocaine were found in his pee-pee, the death of Julius Erving's son, Corey, has been ruled accidental. Last month, the 19-year-old was found submerged in his car in a pond near the family's home.
If for some reason you're in the year 2007, you're going to want to have a killer ticker tease ready to go to make people want to stick around for another 30 seconds to hear your two-day-old sports update. Here's a couple of examples.
I'm Michael Krennic. While the Chargers can't make it tough for the boys.
The Lakers make the call, all that and next on the Ticket Ticker.
If you've done a couple of these tickers and you're feeling confident, maybe you've completed our course Sick Tick, the art of the perfect ticker, you can inject a heroin needle directly into your arm during a ticker tease.
I'm Layla, a missing Baylor player in her interest in federal interest. That's on the ticket ticker.
Now that we've handled script situations and teases, let's discuss being ready for that ticker and opening jingle. Before every ticker, you're going to want to make sure nothing else is playing from your computer. Otherwise, you might end up with a situation like this. Ticket ticker.
And I've got random music coming from somewhere.
You also want to make sure your voice is prepped and ready to go. Keep some lozenges or warm tea by your side to keep situations like this from happening.
Deborah Norvold's exclusive interview with a woman bike rider attacked by a mountain lion continues. How she got away? Only on Inside Edition.
But if you do happen to get choked up or lose your voice, simply get really angry and demand a break.
Ticker is a service of New Breaks God Almighty. Right before I turn my mic on. Go to break.
Don't confuse
God Almighty.
The news.
Getting a rasp in your throat is completely normal. So is coughing. We as human beings can't avoid it. And the worst thing is you can never feel a cough coming. That's why we recommend coughing and sneezing directly into the microphone for all the world to hear.
Today in Hamilton is expected to be up soon. The Pelicans tip-off tomorrow is at 7:30. From the league on the stadium lease is still playing out, with Rams owner Stan Kroenke making plans to build a stadium in Inglewood. Last season,
the next topic to be discussed here in Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101, the prerequisite to the training video How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102, is what to do when the inevitable happens. You stumble. Now we all stumble. Even our prize graduate Jason Kellison will mess up from time to time. But when he does, he is one of the best at recovering. Here are some examples of what to do if you happen to mess up. First, you can try giving up.
Friday evening when they take on the Memphis Grizzlies. By the way, the owner, the general manager of the Dallas Mavericks,
are we still on the air? Who's saying anything? All right, it's 6:18.
Wow.
It's okay if you mess up. Just turn it into a really funny noise.
All over the road, like this ticker. Watch for that in the game. An MMA website is...
Ramon Sessions, while also showing interest in the recently amnestied... Elton
what
Brand and Marcus Camby.
If you do happen to make a mistake, end your sentence curtly so everyone knows you took it personally.
The Mavericks play... Mavericks play tomorrow.
But then again, maybe the best way to cover up a mistake is to ask to start over again and hope everyone forgets your on-air blunder.
The AL West, Cowboys just three practice... Let me try and start again on the right line. They're
breaking
just 2 weeks away.
Now.
No, not the beginning of the ticker. The Cowboys are just 2 weeks away from the first preseason game, August 13th at Oakland.
Mavericks, Mavericks schedule gets to its toughest point now. Boy, that was a train wreck.
Now here's one lesson every good ticker person knows. If you happen to stumble, you need to make sure you speak as fast as you possibly can to try to fast forward through the rest of the sentence, as to trick the audience into thinking you didn't just poop your pants verbally.
The first three first half scores, starting off to three first half scores in a 31-21 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers Thursday night at the Link,
and to beat the Seabass. Our next ticket ticker is at 10:10 with Sean. I'm Rich Phillips. Hi. Reminding the P1s to B1, tune us and turn it up. Keep it on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Now for the tricky stuff. You're typically going to get all fastballs here at the ticket. Tickers at 10 and 50 past every hour. But if your ticker is for some reason skipped, you must speak up for yourself. Demand that ticker.
The ticket.
The ticket!
Ah! Radio! Radio! Alert! Alert!
This is what golf is doing.
You're on the air.
Oops. I have a question for you guys.
So. Can you pause for a ticker?
Oh. Way to go, Mino.
And then sometimes the board op will grow so bored of your tickers that he leaves during your ticker. So you must throw it to the musical genius next to you to come up with lyrics to the bed music.
I'm Ty Walker on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. We have no board op. So the ticker continues. It's the ticker song.
I
was jamming.
And that does it for Intro to Tickers for Beginners 101. Don't forget to sign up for the next class, How to Do Tickers for Dummies 102. Until then, good luck out there.
The great Gordo is in his morning drive element. Everyone else is playing way out of position. During the Ticket's White Elephant Day, brought to you by Hari Mari, Stoli Vodka, and Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Well, welcome, white elephant human beings, Sports Radio 96.7, 1310, The Ticket, where it's 540. And we are beginning another historic White Elephant Day. We've got an all-star crew assembled this morning, drafted and procured by me. My name is Corby Davidson, where I thought long and hard about who to bring on my squad. My squad consists of, in the control room right now, David Mino, my old friend. Hi, David.
Good morning, Corby.
Blake Jones, heard do a wonderful, exemplary 5:30 ticker. Congratulations,
Blake. Do you like it?
Thank you, Corby.
And Blake brought food.
Yeah.
McDonald's. Don't speak. You're not allowed to speak. Nobody knows that you're here. Ty Walker is the ticker room.
Hi, Corby.
You don't need to be.
Oh, dear. Well, you know.
I know you feel comfortable in your little hole.
I had some stuff I needed to put in.
Okay.
For later.
All right. Well, you're more than welcome to come in
here. So I'll move in there later.
He's institutionalized.
Yes. He really is.
More comfortable.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Just where I go.
I just want a trump card for everything. No rules now apply to me. There's no broadcasting rules.
Sitting to my left from noon to three.
I have executive privilege on everything.
In the hang zone, Jake Kemp.
Thank you.
Whoa!
I was pretty excited to be the first overall pick, and then I started to suspect this was a situation like when Roger Goodell made the Cowboys take Michael Sam.
No.
You are our Michael Sam.
And then directly across from me.
Where's Gordon?
From the morning show. Doctor.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Aeneas.
None other than.
Gordon.
Yes.
Keith.
Thank you.
Thank you, America. This is the day we've all been waiting for. This is the day.
Look in front of
that
you.
That I forgot was happening today.
Look in front of your face.
What?
Blake brought these for everyone.
I saw this.
Yes.
Who does that?
What are you trying to tell me, Blake? You brought me two. Jeez, man.
Make sure you're satiated.
Am I that Jack Black-like now?
I brought everybody two.
Are you not a two-sandwich guy for breakfast?
No.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-oh. That means Jake's going to look like me here in about 5 years.
two feels like a yellow white.
Oh, no. Really? Well, I like you probably breakfast. Don't do sides or anything.
I don't, but I do get egg on there. I'm not a fan of the...
No hash browns?
Here's how I do
This particular restaurant has really good hash browns.
They do, so here's how I make myself feel better.
Is it really a restaurant?
I order two sandwiches, but only one hash brown. So it's like, all right, you know, it's not two full combo meals.
Well...
Blake also brought the Jerry salt shaker, in case you
really... The one you just take the top off of and start dumping it on there?
I've seen you do that.
I've never done that.
I've seen you do that. You've put it on pizza. I've seen it.
Salt.
I've seen it.
You're full of such lies.
I'm not. I'm not lying nothing.
Okay. He's obviously not woken up yet. Look at where he's rubbing his eyes over there.
Like a four-year-old.
I'm not lying nothing. Idiot.
You know, so every year it feels like that, I swear 9 out of 10 years I've done this shift. For White Elephant, which I'm fine with.
Craig and George swear that they get the same shift every year, too.
I don't get it. You're never on here, though. I don't think I've worked with you in long.
I've moved around a bit.
But I don't think you've done mornings in a long time for White Elephant. Which, I wish that that's part of the deal, and I don't know why you were thrown in the queue of being able to work your own shift. That's how little they think of you.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that.
That's how preordained the draft seems to be. But
hey.
I don't...
What?
First pick over here. Let him be.
I know. I don't want to ruin his dreams.
But... Let him be. But I don't, I seriously, because I'm sure you don't do this anymore, but every single year I do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
I try to go to sleep. I can't. Mm-hmm. It's impossible because I'm too jacked up about thinking about waking up at 4:30. And so then when I finally do go to sleep at like 12:30. Go asleep. I wake up every hour on the hour, and I shoot out of bed like,
oh God, I'm late.
Like the Exorcist girl, like boom.
You start with a crucifix then.
Right. And you just kind of...
That'd be a weird way to wake up every hour on the hour.
You look at the clock, and then you're like... and then you go back. And then 1 hour later, it's the same thing. Up until...
Jake,
I woke
have you
up,
seen The Exorcist?
I have. Yeah, and it messed me up. Because in an odd turn of events for an atheist, everything God-related scares me.
That shows you there.
Yeah.
Deepest fear is that
any horror movie
wrong.
That has a spiritual implication.
Uh-huh.
Why does
I agree?
Something seem right with how much this bothers me.
I just watched some scenes from The Exorcist like 3 weeks ago online, and the scenes were still pretty creepy. Like they got every psychological element of creepiness in there. Just the way she's at various times they're cutting to her. Sometimes she's just doing lizard tongue for no reason.
Yeah.
Other times, you know, when she just starts laughing, eyes rolled back, and when something else is going on, and then there was this. There's this time where they look over at her and then just she looks over at the priest and she just starts kind of gently vomiting. It was just so weird. Like just kind of just oozing out of her mouth and just staring at him. But yeah, the Grek stuff is real creepy.
What
the thing she does with the crucifix, and then when she grabs her mom's shoulders and like like big muffin mate. Whatever.
What must have human beings thought when that came out?
Dude, they said that there were people that were like crawling out of the theater trying to get out of there because it freaked them out so bad. Because that was a thing.
That would have been awesome.
I think that one really upped the game, right? There was nothing before it that was quite that intense.
No, I think because that was 73-74, something like that. And I think the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, which didn't have mass appeal like The Exorcist. The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, I think, was at the time like a drive-in theater movie.
Yeah, it was kind of a cult classic.
But The Exorcist was wide release, and it had a huge cast. Mm-hmm. And it was behind a massive studio.
And it's a threat in a way that the Texas Chainsaw Massacre isn't. Like, mm-hmm. your pastor didn't have to address the Chainsaw Massacre.
Right.
I imagine that there was a full quarter of a year of sermons dedicated to The Exorcist.
Mm-hmm. You know what's fascinating to me? I don't think I've ever seen a trailer for The Exorcist. Like, how did they try to present this?
They tried to market it as a romantic comedy.
Tonight. let's see. 1973, The Exorcist trailer.
All right. Oh, this should go well.
No, Corby.
Well, it's a trailer.
Okay. It's a Red Band trailer.
Make it big.
They were running this like after All in the Family and stuff. From Warner Brothers Communication. Here we go. Oh, Warner Brothers.
Bugs Bunny intros it.
Car pulls up to a house.
Something beyond comprehension is happening to a little girl on this street, in this house. A man has been sent for as a last resort to try and save her.
It's all disturbing photos of the girl.
Yeah, I'm out. I can't look at that anymore.
Like, you can't even look at it?
Dude, it's all black and white, like jump cuts to her face.
Oh, it's so creepy.
Out.
Golly,
that's pretty good.
Yep, out.
And I think the demon at one point is commanding them to do stuff to the girl, like Grexual.
Yeah.
Dylan Garris, you want her.
So, like, when you were seeing whatever movie of the day, the French Connection, this was the trailer.
Yeah, the trailer's... It's weird, man. We put up with a lot more, I don't know, hang time in trailers then, too.
This is literally 2 minutes of disturbing photos of her. The Exorcist by William Friedkin.
And she did the spider walk down the stairs, too. That was really creepy.
How did they do all that?
I don't know. They had to teach her.
No, they didn't
learn how to do it.
Teach her. Here's one more. There's one more theatrical trailer. Let's see if it holds up.
What a way to start our day.
Merry Christmas.
Demonic possession. Yeah, this is a Christmas-themed show.
Oh, well, I didn't.
Somewhere between science and superstition. There is another world.
James Earl Jones, isn't it?
The world of darkness.
Come on, Jake. Look at it.
Oh, that sound.
Nobody expected it.
All right, yeah.
Nobody believed it. And nothing could stop it.
There are no experts. You probably know as much about possession as most priests. Look, your daughter doesn't say she's a demon. She says she's the devil himself.
I'm telling you that that thing upstairs isn't my daughter. Now, I want you to tell me that you know for a fact that there's nothing wrong with my daughter except in her mind. You tell me you know for a fact that an exorcism wouldn't do any good. You tell me that!
Gordon, your time around the church growing up in the South, did you ever... Were you ever around people who believed in the exorcisms?
I don't remember it being talked about that much, no.
Maybe more like of a urban Catholic legend. Deal. No, I think it was when we were kids... Or at least I remember.
Oh, yeah,
it that
because
way.
We grew up during the satanic panic days when there were always devil worshippers in the woods. And
that yes. came back, though, whenever, like in the early 90s.
Yeah.
West Memphis 3 and stuff mm-hmm. like that. My neighbor, that I've told you before, that played with OJ.
Yeah.
He did exorcisms.
What do you mean he did them?
He
like,
was a.
He was a freelance exorcist?
He was a pastor, and he. This is part of his.
But I mean, like, people like this.
Dude,
or just people that like were smoking weed.
No,
they're like, my
yeah.
child is possessed by the devil.
It would be people.
Yeah,
I mean, it's
I'll
a lighter.
I'm an exorcist.
Then the,
hey, dude, man, you got to quit the weed.
It's lighter
yeah,
than
it
the dramatization.
There, but, we did it.
But people, like, he had tapes of it from his office, and people would shake and they would turn their head all crazy directions.
And that is weird because there
he
are
would be
people
speaking in tongues. I'm serious.
People do present. Like that, like symptoms. I'm
so
not
like
saying it's the
someone,
devil that's causing
they're
it.
They're not doing the whole crucifix in the.
Yeah, that was.
There's someone.
There's a movie in Belgium that didn't need to happen.
In the city of Dallas right now.
Yeah. That who's is, talking in smoker voice and, yeah, claiming they're the devil.
Rolling their eyes around and stuff.
Can you imagine opening your kid's room and that's going on?
And correspondingly, there's someone that thinks they can fix them.
Uh huh.
And the family reaches out. This is a real thing, I'm telling you.
I think yeah. that the one I would be okay with crazy.
Don't look at him when he does it.
The Tasmanian devil from Looney Tunes.
Yeah, that's what, it sounds like. That's what the devil sounds like.
I'd be okay with that. I would not be okay with gently throwing up.
That was one of the things that creeped me out the most just, when I was watching. It was like this real subtle moment. He just kind of, she just kind of looks over at him while he's trying to talk and do all his Bible stuff.
Yeah,
she just looks over and goes,
starts green
coming out of her mouth like a green snake.
Green. All right. Well, Merry Christmas, indeed, everyone.
Have you finished introducing everyone? Do we get?
Yeah, everyone's in. Everyone's okay. here. Everyone is present and accounted for. All right.
Ty Walker's our possessed demon today. He'll be talking like Terry Bradshaw / the Tasmanian devil.
You know, I just... the Panthers... All right, it's 5:53. We'll come back in just a sec.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler. There are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Hey, Ray Magliozzi here. I don't know about you, but my car could use a few upgrades. I mean, the 8-inch tear in the driver's seat does have sentimental value since my butt has molded to fit it, but I'm ready to move on. My solution? eBay Motors. They've got all the right parts at the right prices. 122 million of them, from seat covers to whole new seats. When I get that new seat, I think I'll put the old one in the living room, right next to the minivan seats, or as we call it, the sectional. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
I feel like every decision we make nowadays is about reviews. You ask a friend for advice. You look up restaurant reviews. When you buy something online, you scroll down to the reviews. So if you're thinking to yourself, I need to drop some pounds, I'm sick of looking and feeling this way. Here's my review. I did Soda Weight Loss. It worked. I let go of 80 pounds the right way. Their nutritionists know what they are talking about, and they care. Here's another review from Terry. This program has truly helped me in so many ways. It's hard to express how thankful I am for everyone at Soda in Fort Worth. for helping me to stay focused and positive on this journey. I'm truly blessed to have found this program. Nutrition, learning to eat. That should be your New Year's resolution if you have some extra pounds. Check out SodaWeightLoss.com and you'll see more than 5,000 Soda client Google reviews, as well as being chosen by your Dallas Cowboys as their weight loss program for their organization and fans. Let's go. Set up your visit today at SodaWeightLoss.com. That's S-O-T-A WeightLoss.com. 7 DFW locations or 100% over the phone. Soda and the Cowboys are, say it with me now, state of the art.
Are you suffering from chronic joint pain like Heather?
I have terrible arthritis and have had it for quite a while. And I've gone to all kinds of doctors trying to figure out what to do. And everybody just said surgery. And surgery was months of rehab. And I didn't want to do that.
But then Heather discovered QC Kinetics, local medical professionals who specialize in natural biologic treatments, non-invasive solutions designed to repair and restore damaged tissue in your joints. And she absolutely loves the results.
I like to tell anybody who's suffering that there are options that are not steroids, that are not surgery. You owe it to yourself to find out about QC Kinetics and find out what they can do for you.
No surgery, no drugs, no downtime. Discover QC Kinetics and learn more about natural biologic treatments with lasting results.
Call QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610. That's 972-972-8610. Don't wait. Call today. QC Kinetics, 972-972-8610.
Choctaw Casino and Resort Durant is putting the win in winter. Join us each Saturday in December from the 4th through the 18th for a chance to win a share of $600,000 in cash. Then, during our New Year's weekend, win your share of $1 million in cold hard cash and see live performances by Dustin Lynch on New Year's Eve and Hailstorm on New Year's Day. It's the winter of winning at Choctaw Casino and Resort Durant. Stakes raised.
Home. Sure, it's your furniture, electronics, and appliances. But at Conn's Home Plus this holiday season, we know it's that plus a whole lot more. We call it living the plus life. And you've got to see it to believe it. Top brands, we have them. Samsung, LG, HP, and more. Huge product selection and hot holiday deals? Of course. Plus, get next-day delivery options and personalized financing. Discover life's added value at Conn's Home Plus, your Big Bow Gift headquarters. Shop now and save big on everything on your list, only at Conn's Home Plus.
Saturday and Sunday, December 11th and 12th, be the first to explore the all-new-to-market Bonita Oaks Ranch during the grand opening land sale. Get your new barn dominium shell and 5 acres on sale for only $124.9. Or own your 5-acre ranch from just $79.9. Live within minutes of world-class entertainment and an easy drive to the big city attractions of Fort Worth. Plus, enjoy modern community amenities like high-speed internet, paved roads, electric, and serene ponds that will make you feel right at home in the beautiful Texas countryside. Don't wait. Get your new barn dominium shell and 5 acres for only $124.9. Or own your 5-acre ranch from just $79.9 during the Bonita Oaks Ranch Grand Opening Land Sale, December 11th and 12th. Excellent land financing is available, so call today to schedule your visit. 877-333-8830. 877-333-8830. Or go online to BonitaOaksTX.com. Prices for a new 800-square-foot barn dominium shell to be built on a 5-acre home site at Bonita Oaks Ranch, an equal housing opportunity.
2022 is coming and will mark the 50th anniversary of the Texas Rangers. Next season will be a celebration of moments, legends, and generations of fans. But the most exciting part of next season will be witnessing the next generation of Rangers baseball. You can be part of it with 2022 season tickets. Full and half plans for the 2022 season are on sale now from $15 a game. And we'll ensure your spot in our next generation ballpark. Get in on what's next at TexasRangers.com/season tickets.
Hey, P1s, let Texas's own Kendra Scott Jewelry help with your holiday gift picks. Kendra Scott has partnered with Cowboys cornerback Trayvon Diggs this holiday season to make gift giving easy. They have something for everyone at every price point, offer free gift wrap, and when you shop Kendra Scott, you support women and youth charitable causes. Plus, use code TD20 at checkout through December 15th at KendraScott.com for an additional 20% off your purchase. That's code TD20 at KendraScott.com for an additional 20% off.
Give the gift of peace and excellent sleep this holiday season with TheTrustedLab.com. Choose any of their best-selling CBD solutions for sleep, mood, and overall wellness. and get your package beautifully wrapped and delivered to your door in time for the holidays with a simple click of a button. Now is the time to order because the Trusted Lab is running a huge site-wide holiday sale. I know my wife would love to wake up on Christmas morning to see a lovely gift from thetrustedlab.com. CBD for sleep, CBD for mood, CBD for wellness. Thetrustedlab.com.
You know a spot, but not just a spot. The spot. Actually, with the all-new Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. One for hitting a trail. One for catching a wave. One where this happened.
Yo, where'd our tent go?
Another where the fish get bigger. Every time you tell the story. Some spots, you made your mark. Others, marked you. And one... Okay, let's stay away from that one. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the all-new 2022 Nissan Frontier. With best-in-class standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-foot of torque. Comparison based on 2022 Frontier S versus latest in-market Ward small truck segment. Base models compared based on manufacturer's website.
When we at AmericanEagle.com were asked by our client, Repair Clinic, to, well, repair their website, our digital marketing experts, like Tim, rolled up their sleeves and got to work. If you know Tim, you know that he loves a good challenge, which meant that this project was pretty much the highlight of Tim's year. From improving slow-loading performance that plagued our client's site to slashing duplicate pages and building an optimized sitemap, Tim was like a real-life action hero. Of website optimization. And our client reaped the benefits with major strides in their SEO, like more traffic, impressions, and revenue. Tim and the team even helped them create search and email marketing campaigns and better ongoing analytics tracking. However complex your digital challenges, from digital marketing and strategy to web development, UX, and more, talk to the experts at AmericanEagle.com. Don't just grow, soar.
Try Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema. It works at and below the skin surface and can be used on almost everybody, like on the dimples of a diva.
Yeah, yeah, roll your boat. Yeah, roll your boat.
Or the shoulders of a chef.
Look, Mom, I made jelly beans on toast.
Steroid-free Eucrisa works at and below the skin surface. It blocks PDE4 enzymes, which is believed to reduce inflammation, even on the wrist of a rebel.
What did you do to your hair?
What?
The specific way Eucrisa works is not well-defined. Prescription Eucrisa for mild to moderate eczema is for topical use only in ages 3 months and up. Do not use if you are allergic to Eucrisa, Crisaboral Ointment 2%, or its ingredients. Allergic reactions, including hives, itching, swelling, and redness, may occur at or near the application site. The most common side effect is application site pain, such as burning or stinging.
Come on, moms and dads. Check out Eucrisa.com and ask your doctor about Eucrisa.
Can I sing one more song?